Welcome to the Internet Monthly Podcast, a podcast featuring 10 or so short articles of internet-related news and views, tips and tricks, and a regular search engine of the month feature. This podcast is sponsored by Zen Internet. For more information on this month's edition and a list of links for each story, please visit richardfarrer.com. This month's issue is another eclectic miscellany of internet news items, occasional tech tips, and selected commentary from across the web. This June collection of hyperlinked stories should have something for everyone, independent professionals, small business owners, and home users alike. Crowdsourcing capital. Nick Clegg says he's ready to help businesses bypass banks that are refusing to issue loans by setting up dating agencies to match entrepreneurs who need cash with rich backers who have funds to spare. Meanwhile, at MicroVentures in the US and Angel Investment in the UK, small investors can already help Silicon Valley-style startups raise capital, and other budding businessmen can look for the blue sky funding they need for their own ground floor enterprises. First-time venture capitalists and part-time business angels looking for a few shares in the next Bebo, PayPal or Facebook can get started with less than £1,000. Read more at telegraph.co.uk/finance. P2P banking. Banks have never been so unpopular, and bank charges are almost as unwelcome as death and taxes. But are they any more avoidable? Can new technology provide an alternative? There are web-based solutions that could step into the gap. It's already possible to borrow or lend money online, avoiding banks altogether. Peer-to-peer and peer-to-business are the new concepts in the field of lending and borrowing. Traditionally, individuals, or businesses, save their money in a bank and the bank lends the money to others and takes a profit. P2P removes banks from the process. The idea is simple. Lenders meet borrowers through a website that is something like a mashup of eBay and Facebook. To borrow money, you set up a profile and apply. The site assesses your creditworthiness and assigns an interest rate. Lenders weigh up your prospects and decide whether to finance some or all of your loan. Every part of the process takes place online and repayments go directly into the lender's bank account. At least a dozen online companies are busy advancing this form of social lending. For more information, see p2pmoney.co.uk/companies.htm. Vast Food. UK-based online food ordering giant Just Eat is tucking into a £40 million dish of new expansion funding from European private equity firm Vitruvian this month. The news broke less than a week after Just Eat acquired rival FillMyBelly.com, the UK's third largest online takeaway site, confirming the fast-growing startup's plans to continue aggressive expansion into new markets. Just Eat already provides its fast food home delivery services in 13 countries, offering customers a choice of more than 20,000 takeaway restaurants via its website. Check out just-eat.com. Charting tweets that compete. HubSpot's Dan Zarella has launched a new tool, Tweet Charts, that digs into trends on Twitter. It will be helpful for many web marketeers and business site owners, as well as providing one more dashboard to play with for the usual enthusiasts in the online trend-watching business. Tweet Charts is a quick and easy way to obtain Twitter data on any hashtag, username, word, phrase, or URL. Tested on the phrase real ale, for example, the tool scanned 697 tweets in about 5 seconds, identified the users who mentioned the phrase most often, reported that 14 tweets per hour were mentioning real ale, how many had links, how many had photos or videos, and so on. Even with half as much data provided, tweetcharts.com would be worth trying, especially so long as access to the site remains free. Check out tweetcharts.com. Have a break, have a widget. When the online marketing team at Nestlé learned that 19 to 26-year-olds believed keeping up with social media had become too time-consuming and stressful, saying they felt pressured to be in constant contact and guilty if they didn't respond immediately to social media messages, it seemed the perfect opportunity to offer a solution under the brand that had used the slogan, "Have a break, have a Kit Kat," since 1957. Thus was born the Kit Kat Social Break widget, offering all those 20-somethings a break from the stress of posting updates by doing it for them. Users of the Kit Kat app can enter account details for Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook, and then choose how frequently they want the software to send updates. The software, Social Break, automatically sends random updates to the user's Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn accounts. The Facebook portion automatically likes any photos or updates that are tagged with the user's name. The Twitter helper automatically replies to tweets with relevant responses chosen from a list. The LinkedIn helper auto-shares posts that contacts have shared. For more details, see kitkat.com.sg/socialbreak. Buffett's bylines. Why is Warren Buffett investing in newspapers instead of Facebook? In the week when Mark Zuckerberg rang the bell at the start of a Nasdaq trading day that launched Facebook's $100 billion, £63 billion mega float, Buffett's company, Berkshire Hathaway, was busy elsewhere, becoming the proud owner of the Richmond Times-Dispatch and 62 other daily and weekly papers across the southern USA. Many of the titles, like the Goochland Gazette and the Bland County Messenger, have small circulations in the range of 5,000 to 25,000. What's the man up to? Media analyst Ken Doctor thinks he knows where the wisdom lies. Read more at paidcontent.org. The algorithm that writes the news. Computer applications can drive cars, fly planes, play chess, and even make music. But can they tell a story? Chicago-based company Narrative Science has set out to prove that computers can produce news articles for publication in local press. It's created a program that takes raw data and turns it into a story, a system that's worked well enough for the company to earn its own byline on Forbes.com. Christian Hammond, Narrative Science Chief Technology Officer, says, "We started by taking baseball scores and turning them into game summaries. Now our application generates news stories, industry reports, headlines, and more, at scale and without human authoring or editing. Narratives can be created from almost any data set, be it numbers or text, structured or unstructured." Greg Bowers, a School of Journalism teacher, said, "I'm not as alarmed about this as some people are. If your writing can be easily replicated by a computer, you're not trying hard enough." Check out narrativescience.com. GIF animation back with an app. GIFs are one of the internet's oldest graphic formats. Since they were first used to create simple animations, they have served up a wide variety of video-like images on the web, on everything from sales sites peppered with annoying cartoons to photo galleries presenting thoughtful works of art. Now, 25 years after the first animated GIFs were created, they are experiencing a new wave of interest and innovation. Cinemagram, an app for creating and sharing animated GIFs, has been adding almost 1 million users per month since it was released as a free download. This ingenious iPhone app, Android version underway, creates animated GIFs known as cinemagraphs, in which one part of the image moves whilst the rest sits tight. The repeated movements are produced by taking a series of photographs and compositing them into a seamless loop of sequential frames. Cinemagram takes this rather complex and arduous process and reduces it to a few very simple steps. Check out cinemagr.am. 12 Terrific Typographic Logos. Typographic logo designs are creative manipulations of letters and numbers in different fonts. Occasionally funny, sometimes conceptual, they're always inventive. Regardless of the designer's approach, typographic logos create a clean, compact design that can work for all types of business and is easily transferable to all sorts of paper and pixelated media forms. You can see 12 terrific examples of the art at designfestival.com/12-terrific-typographic-logos. Who killed Inktomi? In the 1990s, Inktomi technology was the power behind all the web's most successful search engines, including Yahoo, MSN, LookSmart, and various regional search engines, as well as the widely used Hotbot, which displaced Alta Vista as the leading web crawler-based engine of the day. Despite being such a key player, Inktomi was little known, because it operated mostly behind the scenes without a search facility under its own name. Nevertheless, by 2000, the company was valued at $25 billion. But less than 18 months later, 99.9% of that value had evaporated, leaving Inktomi to be consumed by Yahoo, one of its former clients. How could that happen? Read more at diegobash.com. Search Engine of the Month. Imagine a search engine that simply removed the top 1 million most popular websites from its index. What would you discover? That's the question posed at millionshort.com, a new search engine that's decided to shun the big sites of the world and offer up content from the smaller blogs and secondary sites that get the least attention from the likes of Google and Bing. It does this by giving users the option to search the web with the top 1 million sites removed, or anything between the top 100 and top 100,000 removed, as well as allowing them to search the full index. True to its name, the search engine's default status is to ignore the top 1 million results and begin by showing what comes next. Check out millionshort.com. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next month.